Thank you for listening to Abe's Front Porch Talk. I hope you guys had a great weekend. Folks, remember to go to my YouTube channel and check out the Prophecies of Abraham. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Also, whatever platform you are listening to this podcast on, remember to look for the follow button or the subscribe button, because each platform for the podcast is different. It is free to subscribe. It is free to follow. It just lets the algorithm know that you are interested in my podcast or my YouTube videos, and it promotes the videos out, so each episode gets promoted, and it just lets them know, and it lets me know that you are interested in this. So moving forward, tonight's going to be a long podcast. I'm going to be reading in the book of Ezekiel tonight in chapter 38 for the times that we're living in and what we're going through. So what I'm going to do, we're going to take a break real quick, and I'm going to read the whole chapter of 38. So please stay tuned and let's get started right after this break. All right, folks, we're back from the break here. Now, let's get started in chapter 38 of Ezekiel. I read from the King James Version, so I don't know what version of the Bible you have, but mine's the King James, like I just said, so I hope you guys are able to keep up. But before I get into the reading, I want to say this. It is time for us to rise up. The children of God needs to rise. He's calling us to rise because of the holy nation of Israel is under attack. We know what the Bible says about the holy nation of Israel when it goes under attack, that he will destroy all the nations that come against the nation of Israel. We are now living in that time frame to see the power of God, the mysteries of God. We are living in that time frame to know that God exists. And people that does not believe in God will know a true living God created this earth. And no scientist will be able to tell a lie about it. No doctor will be able to lie about it. But if they stay continuing into their lies, God will destroy them. Anybody who goes against Israel will be destroyed. You need to think about this. You know, you may not have to go onto the land of Israel and attack it with bombs and missiles and other weapons and all of this stuff to be against Israel. In your own heart, you are already against Israel, and Jesus knows you're against Israel within your own heart. So therefore, you're automatically destroyed if you're against Israel in your own heart. And think of all the people in the world, including the people right here in America, that is against Israel in their hearts. People saying they are standing with the Palestinians. They stand with Palestinians. Let me tell you something right now. I stand with Israel because our Father God chose Israel for the holy nation. And it says any nation that goes against it will be destroyed. And it's written in the word that I will be reading. And if you're for the Palestinians, you best come to the repentance of God, or you're going to be destroyed because you're going against it with your heart. You know, you can disagree with this all you want, but when hard times starts falling and times are getting tougher, let me tell you, when you are doing without, when you are starving and you have no home, look up to the heavens and know Christ knew your heart and where you truly stood with him the whole time. Just know he will not put up with any more foolishness. I told you 2 weeks ago, it's time to make a change in our lives. This is a time for the children of God to rise and for us to rise up and say, I stand with Jesus Christ. I stand with the Father and the nation he chose. Let me tell you, it is time for us to make all the changes in our life, because death will come to us at any moment. It's going to get to a point that you will not be able to walk down the street and somebody might kill you. Let me tell you something. We are in that time frame now. And if you want to say this is too negative for me to listen to, you go on. But if you get killed and you're in hell, remember you heard it from this podcast. Remember somebody in your family or your close friend got murdered because of hatred or whatever the reason. You knew it was coming, but you would not get yourself or your family or friends prepared because you said it was too negative. It was too religious. It's always about religion. God this, God that. Let me tell you, you're going to wish it was God this and God that when you're in hell, but it's going to be too late. You know, many people are alive, wish they were dead. But when they're dead and they're in hell, they wish they were alive and they can't come back to life. You know what I'm talking about. Too many people wants to say things that's too negative when it comes about the word. And they don't want to believe the Bible anymore. And the Bible is fulfilling right before your eyes and you still disagree with it. Just like when the two prophets come, the two candlesticks in Revelations, when they come, people want them dead. They want them to be destroyed because they're going to be teaching and preaching the truth. They're going to be prophesying truth and telling people to repent and change from their evil ways. And people are going to be mocking them. They're going to try to harm them. But any man that tries to harm the two prophets, the two candlesticks, they will spit fire out of their mouth and destroy you. Do you not realize they will be in Israel? Think about that, where they will be at. They will be in the nation of Israel when it's time for the Antichrist to come. Folks, you better get right and you better start making changes now. All these natural disasters, God's given us warnings after warnings. You can say, well, there's been wars after wars. Let me tell you right now. Because World War I and World War II went on and the world didn't end, doesn't mean that it's here up on us now. Yes, Israel was involved in World War I and World War II. But let me tell you, don't you lie to yourself. Don't you believe any other preachers that says, well, they were involved in those wars. Let me tell you, when the earthquakes and volcanoes erupting were not going on during those wars. there wasn't that many viruses going on during that time. It was all just getting started with the viruses. And before World War I and World War II, the pestilence, the viruses were coming before then. But let me tell you, it got stronger and worse after that. And people leaned on each other and helped each other. But throughout the years, people's hearts started waxing cold, like it says in Matthew 24. That's the difference in the time we're living in. Because many people only care about themselves. Many people will not help nobody. Other people only care about their own selves and their arrogance. And let me tell you something. That's why you're going to lose, and you're going to lose everything you have, including your own life, because you're arrogant, you're greed. All these businesses, God doesn't care about these corporation businesses. He will shut them down. I have said this several times over in my YouTube videos, and I believe I've done it here on this podcast. God's going to shut them down, and you can see it now. He builds up nations and he destroys nations. You can either let greed, you can either serve Christ, or you can serve Satan. The choice is yours. But you can serve Satan, but you will be destroyed. The choice is yours to make it right. You do what you want, but the children of God needs to rise, and we need to fight for God. We need to go into prayer and stay prayed up. We're going to be going through a lot of struggles. We're going to have our ups and downs, but we need to stay prayed up and stay prayed up no matter what through our trials and struggles. Because death could come at any moment, and we don't know what's going to happen to bring death on. I've said this before, what if you can't get your medicine and you have all these health problems and you can't get your medicine for the health problems you have and you die because of it? Are you ready to face Jesus? What if we get attacked here? What if another nation comes upon us here in America and starts bombing us and sending missiles to us and we die? Will we be ready for when that destruction hits? Just like what happened with Israel when Hamas went over and killed the people, captured people into captivity. These people were going on about their day, didn't think anybody was fixing to attack, and all at once they were attacked. Many lost their lives during the attack. And that's the way it could be with us here. This could start famine where people starve to death and children starve to death. Look at Gaza now. No power, no food, no water. Many are homeless. And that same thing could happen to us right here. Just know what could happen. Because many of you are already against Israel in your own heart. That's one reason why you'll lose. God's tearing down the evil and the corruption of the earth. You won't read the Bible. You say the Bible is written by man and everything's coming to pass. So how can the Bible be written by man? You see videos and podcasts about Jesus and people talking about Christ and the Bible and talking about scriptures, and you will scroll right past every bit of it. Does not entertain you, but the worldly things will entertain you. You will listen to a podcast or watch a YouTube video where somebody's on there saying foul languages and talking bad about someone, and you're all into that, and you'll subscribe and build their subscribers up, and you'll financially support them. But when it comes to somebody talking about Jesus, you will scroll right past it. You won't subscribe, and you will not help financially support them. Do you think Christ is happy with you on stuff like that? No. And you'll learn that this once saved, always saved is a lie of Satan to get your soul into hell. And that's what people will learn during all of this now. So let's go on to verse 1 of chapter 38, and I'm going to read the whole chapter. So please stay tuned with me. And let's learn what 38 has to say. And I want you guys to pay close attention to this. And some of you, you may have to actually stop and pause the podcast and come back to it later and think about the scriptures. So let's go. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And sorry if I'm mispronouncing the words here. And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. Now I want to go back up to verse 6 where it says Gomer, there in the scripture. Gomer is Sudan. That is what we know today as Sudan. So if you're curious about who he's talking about, it's Sudan. So let's move on to verse 8. After many days, thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely. All of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba and Dedan, Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall say unto thee, Art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, Thus saith the Lord God, In that day when my people of Israel dwelleth safely, shalt thou not know it? And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding up on horses, a great company and a mighty army. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against my land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. Thus saith the Lord God, art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years that I would bring thee against them? And it shall come to pass at the same time, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heavens and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain upon him and upon his bands, and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain, and great hailstone, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself, and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. See, that right there, that whole scripture tells you, when you go against Israel, he's coming after you. And that's what's going on now. We're in a shaking, and we're going to know the Lord is the Lord. We're going to know God is real, like I just told you. Scripture explains it itself. Let me tell you, Russia is Gog and Magog. They're the king of the north. And do you know that I came across a video today on YouTube, and I even Googled it. Russia has warned Israel to back off of Gaza. And I'm wondering, if Israel does not back off of Gaza, will Russia try to invade Israel? And let me tell you something. When you do, when the people of Russia steps foot on Israel, just like what happened with Gaza, it's over for Russia. You can say, oh, they got a strong military. They got all the nuclear weapons. You can say whatever you want. But the word of God says as soon as they step foot on the ground of Israel, they're history. They're dead. Automatically death right there. Bodies will be piled up on bodies. Iran is trying to even start war with Israel. But do you know Iran is Persia that it speaks about in scripture that I just read? Persia in the Bible is our modern day Iran. Gomer is our modern day Sudan. Let me tell you, when these nations are starting to come against Israel, You best look out, and it's already started, and it's just going to get worse. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse from here on out. Let me tell you this, it's going to bring a lot of destruction to you and me. God says he reigns on the just and the unjust. We've got to keep our faith and stay prayed up. We got to know the word of God. We got to know scriptures. We've got to know what it says to survive all these trials and tribulations that are to come. These hard times that's coming, we've got to survive. I've told you before, what if you can't eat the meats anymore? You say you can survive off the land, but if the animals has a virus or a disease and you can't eat the meat, how can you eat? If the fish is destroyed or contaminated in the waters, how will you be able to eat the fish? You won't be able to, because it has a disease or the fish has already died. The water that the fish is living in could be contaminated. To all you people that says, oh, I can survive off the land, I know how. Not if the meat is spoiled. Because you eat that very meat of that animal and it has a disease, you will catch it. You need to think about that. And when the pharmaceutical companies are closed down and can't make medicine, or your pharmacies are shutting down, and you can't go to your pharmacist to get medicine, how are you going to survive? You need to think about all of this and get over this being negative stuff, because you're going to have to repent and serve the Lord and trust in God for your health to bring healing to your body. We're going to see a move and a mighty power of God and a rushing mighty wind of the hand of the Lord upon us in these days, and you're going to be surprised who rises up and who falls. Let me tell you, the great downfall has arrived. Our government worldwide is fallen. God is tired of the government mistreating the people and abusing the people. He is tired of the police officers being able to put handcuffs on people because they have that power and authority when there's no need and making an arrest. He is tearing all of this down. He's tearing the corruption of the world down. He's tearing the corruption of the churches down. He is getting rid of pastors. He's getting rid of deacons. He's getting rid of churchgoers. They say they love the Lord, but they don't do nothing about the word of God. They don't live the word of God. They won't help their neighbor when their neighbor is in need, but they'll overlook their neighbor. You know what I'm talking about. Then you want to act like you're all holy and just when you go to church. Let me tell you, God says, I see right through that evil, and I'm going to destroy you, and I'm going to expose every dark skeleton in your closet. People will never look at you the same again. Come on, somebody. Preachers are pedophiles behind the pulpit, and they're getting by with it because nobody's discerned that preacher, what they're doing behind closed doors. But God says, I'm pulling that darkness out, and you're going to be shocked at the preachers that are pedophiles. You're going to be shocked at the preachers having affairs with the congregation members. You're going to be shocked at the churchgoers having affairs on their wives and husbands in other counties. You're going to be shocked at the affairs that's just somebody's having in general. Your neighbors, when they get caught up in an affair, you're going to be shocked that they were having an affair with somebody else, and they go to church, and that's going to shock you. Like, they always went to church. Every time I talked to them, they were talking about Christ. They was always spreading the gospel. You step outside, and they were outside. They had their radio on gospel music. That surprises me. They were having an affair. You're going to be seeing things like this. God is tearing down the evilness of the world. He's shaking things. Just like scripture says, he is shaken. And people will know he is the Lord thy God. He is shaking stuff. We have restaurants in this world, especially right here in America, restaurants on about every corner, and all these convenience stores with food in it too as well. And let me tell you, and people starving, living on the streets and going hungry and starving to death. God's not pleased with that. when that food can be given to those in need. And nobody should have to go hungry. Jesus said to feed your enemies, clothe your enemies, and give water to drink to your enemies that thirst. But many of you will not. You say, I will not do it because they done this to me. They crossed my path one too many times, and I will no longer do that. But you want Jesus to keep you fed and clothed and with water. You want Jesus to keep you in a home, but you can't do it for your enemies. You ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins, but you can't forgive your enemies. And Jesus said you must forgive your enemies. Sometimes your enemies come back to you because Jesus is testing you to see if you're going to forgive them. Sometimes it is a test. Learn, folks, what Scripture is saying. Christ is tired of all these false gods and false idols going on. He is tired of evildoers taking over his house and running his true children out. He's tired of the false prophets rising up and deceiving people. And they're leading many people astray. And what gets me, a lot of you are listening to these false prophets on YouTube and other social media, and you've seen that they have called everything to the T, and a lot of stuff they've spoken has come to pass. Let me tell you, Satan knows the word of God. Satan knows what God has planned and what he has called you and ordained you to do and know your life. And that's why Satan attacks you. And that's how Satan knows he can get you led astray, by throwing the truth out there. But the lie and the trick of Satan is that he's got you thinking that person is right before the Lord. And they're not. Even the false prophet thinks they're living righteous before the Lord. That's why it says many will prophesy in my name, and I will still tell them, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Many will cast out demons in his name, and I will still tell them, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Even me standing here, or sitting here rather, speaking to you about Scripture and stuff, and trying to warn you about the times we're living in, I could die tonight and go straight to hell. And Jesus could look at me and say, you were a worker of iniquity. I never knew you. It's scary. There are many preachers that has died in the past. Many people that's prophesied in the past that's died. Thought they were right before the Lord, and they were not. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the Lord. And it tells you that in Scripture. And we are at war now. You haven't seen nothing yet that's to come. And you're really going to have to put your faith and trust. Because like I'm saying, when all this gets started, people are not going to be able to go to work. Our government here in America can't even decide if it wants to stay open or shut down. And if the government shuts down, many people are going to start losing out on money because they won't be able to get paid. Our military that's going over to Israel right now to help Israel, they won't be able to get money if the government shuts down. But they're expected to still keep fighting. People that works in the government, they're expected to go to work. So shall the police officers still go to work, but not to get paid until the government opens back up. Then they get all the back time. But after months come, people are going to get tired of it because they're not getting paid. They're not going to want to go to work and not get paid. So that's going to bring frustration and probably protest or a war in itself. What if our own military says if we're not getting paid, we're not fighting? You need to think about that. And what will happen if our military says we don't get paid, we're not fighting for our nation? What could happen to us? What other nation be like, okay, they don't have a military right now. We can easily invade America. And quit thinking, well, that's too negative. Get your children prepared. And stop the saying, I don't want to get my children prepared. That's negative. I don't want them thinking about stuff like this. And the world that you see where children has lost their home, saw their parents die before their eyes, that's living on the streets in dark and no food and no water, and the children are suffering over this war. And that same thing can happen right here, and you don't want to get your children prepared and sit them down and talk to them about this stuff and get them prepared. That's on you. But we will know the Lord is real. We will know when He starts doing the things I just read to you in the scriptures. And we will shake at the presence of the Lord. You will shake. And many people has died, even today. People has died today and stood before the Lord and fell to their knees. And scripture tells us, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He is Lord of lords and King of kings. You are fallen and don't even know you are fallen. The Lord's used me to come to you all and speak to you so much, so many times. And you probably ignored it, but are you going to keep ignoring it? Are you going to actually understand what's going on now? It's time for us to rise up, rise up, rise up. This is all I have for you. I'm going to end it here. I hope you guys will enjoy this. Share with your family and friends. Thank you so much for listening.